Today we've been practicing, we've been going through our verb list, which has different aspect forms of some important verbs, and we've been practicing making commands from those. So for example, for sing, we have the forms denkhala and denkhit. And we can, from these two forms, we can make at least four different commands. Denkhala, denkhalala, sing. Denkhalalas, sing. Also denkhit, denkhidas, start singing. And denkhidagya, start singing now. Then we started practicing some plural commands. Plurals brings in a whole set of extra complications because Kwakwaka has two main ways of pluralizing. One is to reduplicate the word, the other is to put the regular plural ending ch'da'ch on the end. We haven't memorized yet all of the special plural forms of these verbs, so we're mainly practicing the regular plural. And when we put that on jump, which is dehua, dehuit, we get dehua, dehuachdach, dehuachdachla, jump you all, dehuachdachlas, dehuit, dehuichdach, dehuichdachla, dehuichdachlas. Start jumping, you all. We're all finding this to be a difficult word to pronounce, so this is as good a time as any to start our discussion of syllables. I've written the word dehuichdachlas in two different ways. The first way is separated into its meaningful parts. So the meaningful parts are dehuit, to start jumping, complete aspect, chdauch, the plural ending, la, one of the command endings, s, another one of our command endings. Then I've written it divided into syllables. The syllables are dh, wich, dauch, las. Dh, wich, dauch, las. And the rule for dividing a word into syllables is quite simple in Kwakwaka. In Kwakwaka, every syllable has exactly one vowel, preceded by exactly one consonant. And then there can be any number of consonants at the end of the syllable, from 0 to 3. But every syllable begins with exactly one consonant, followed by exactly one vowel. If you look at this word, the first syllable is duh, consonant, vowel, consonant. The second syllable is wich, consonant, vowel, consonant. The third syllable has two consonants at the end, dauch. And the last syllable also has two consonants at the end, las. This will be the beginning of our discussion of syllables. We'll have more about syllables later. I think that next Monday I will give a general lecture on alphabets, on the Kwakwaka and West Coast alphabets. And then the following Monday we'll get into syllables and stress. Stress in West Coast languages is very easy. We don't even have to think about it, but we do have to think about stress in Kwakwaka. And crucial to an understanding of stress is an understanding of syllables. Once you know how to break words into syllables, stress will make a lot more sense.